Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. It's important to remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. With me today is John Lancaster. He's head of the European, Middle East, and Africa Dairy and Food Consulting based out of our Dublin, Ireland office. But this week we are both in Bordeaux, France at the Ugolay Conference. And while the wine here is great, the Wi-Fi is terrible. So hopefully the quality of the connection holds together and we're able to complete this podcast. But John, how long have you been with StoneX?
I don't like to think too much about this, but nearly 15 years now. So I started into early 2010. So it's been a good while at this stage.
Yeah. So we're only halfway through the Ugolay conference, but we've both already had probably 100 conversations each with different people here. What's been the big topic of discussion?
I think the biggest thing so far has been around the butter market and just the how fast we've moved up over the last two to three weeks. We've just seen the butter market really just explode higher. Cream first here in Europe, the domestic cream prices, and then butter kind of has rocketed up as well. And trying to get kind of some sense on what's been driving it. We're definitely a little bit tighter on milk supplies and cream supplies this year, with particularly from Ireland, with milk production has been a bit slow. That's on the butter side. And there's a feeling that, you know, stocks are a little bit tighter, and that's been helping to drive things higher. That being said, though, it's hard to get a strong sense from, at least from the people that I've been talking to, that there's significant extra demand coming on stream that's actually, you know, fundamentally driving the market upwards. There's not a sense, you know, that there's a lot of people coming out of the woodwork needing extra supplies of butter or cream and really giving them support to prices. So there is, I think, at least on certain parts of the audience, concern that this might be a bit of a short-lived spike higher. If we get some, and which we have had some better weather over the last couple of weeks now, and get some improved milk supplies, that could put some further downward pressure. And, you know, we had some presentations around potential New Zealand exports, particularly on the fat side into the second half of the year, and, you know, the potential impact that might have, at least on European butter prices. It wouldn't necessarily need to be a massive amount of volume. Butter here is pretty sensitive to relatively small changes in supply and demand.
Yeah, most of my discussions, or a lot of the discussions, have focused on the butter market as well. And just to give people an idea, the August, September, October EEX butter futures are all up near 6,800 euros a ton, which is about 330 a pound. So the European market has actually caught up to where the US market has been for a little while.
Yeah, that would be almost 500 euros in real money terms over the last.
It's been a sharp rally, no doubt. Last week, we got the March production data for Europe, and butter production was lower than I was forecasting and down 8.3% from a year ago in March. And that follows on from a 7.5% decline in February after adjusting for leap year. So I would argue that it's coming from the supply side as well. And we make assumptions about what the demand side is in Europe. And I've been plugging in about a 0.3% increase for domestic demand. But talking to people here, it sounds like domestic usage within Europe is probably flat or maybe down a little bit. So it certainly feels like a supply side issue.
Yeah. And we saw some numbers presented by Monica this morning on domestic German consumption with retail butter sales down a little bit year on year.
Yeah.
I think that was around a percent or 2%, if I remember correctly.
I can't remember exactly. It was down a little bit. But even if we say that demand is flat domestically, but production is down 7 to 8%, that tightens up inventories pretty dramatically. And my stocks to use ratio for Europe for the second quarter would argue for 6,500 to 7,000 euros a ton. So I don't think the market's too far off of where it ought to be. I guess it comes down to how sustainable are these high prices. I mean, I've talked to a couple of people from Ireland, other than you, and the comments have been, I had one person argue that Irish milk production is going to be down 5% this year. Another person said about flat, and another person said up a couple of percent. What's your feeling on Irish production?
I think I'm probably a little bit on the more optimistic side. Definitely the, you know, January, February, March, and April have been relatively weak. And, I put most of that down to weather, and then secondary impact of, you know, we had a very wet end of the summer, autumn, winter in Ireland and most of Northwestern Europe. To be fair, it's not a specific Irish thing. The quality of the forage, the quality of the conserve forage that was left late into the spring wasn't fantastic. And you have cows that would normally be in the south of the country grazing by day in, you know, late January, early February, at least getting a little bit of grazing in, but an hour or two. You're talking about at least a month later in a lot of cases before they were getting any significant grazing happening. And soil moisture levels had been so high that you just couldn't have them grazing outside, not from a lack of grass, but from the amount of damage that they do just by walking around. And that's improved significantly over the last couple of weeks. And the other piece with Ireland this spring has been that calf births have been running between a week and 2 weeks behind last year as well. And with the type of, you know, really sharp production curve that Ireland has, it's about a 7-to-1 ratio between December, January production and May, June. So the trough to peak, a week or two of delay in the average calf birth pushes that curve forward as well, or later in the year, if you want to put it that way. I'm a little bit more optimistic as we go forward now. We are, to be fair, going to have comparisons with not a fantastic 2023. And we had kind of relatively dry period that happened in May, June, and into July last year. So the year-on-year comparables get a little bit easier as we go forward now. And then as we go into the autumn, it was particularly weak in 2023. Those comparables get a lot easier. And we should see significant growth, particularly through that autumn into winter period. So from my point of view, I think we'll see some a small increase in milk production.
I was looking at our forecast in StoneX Plus, and we have Ireland up 0.9% for calendar 2024. Starting the year very, very weak, but easy comparisons lead to 18-29% growth type numbers late this year. I appreciate the time today, John, and I look forward to more discussions in the future.
Thanks very much, Nate.
The StoneX Dairy Team spans the US, EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. This communication is issued in the United States by FCM Division of StoneX Financial Inc., SFI, by the SFI presenters noted. And the material should be construed as the solicitation of trading strategies and / or services provided by SFI. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group Inc. and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments, and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter OTC products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the National Futures Association NFA and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPIT and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through SA Stone Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and SA Stone Investment Advisors Inc. and SEC Registered Investment Advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of StoneX Group Inc. StoneX Financial Limited SFL is registered in England and Wales, Company No. 5,616,586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority Registration Number FRN 446,717 to provide to professional and eligible customers including arrangement, execution and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange-traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. StoneX Financial Europe SA. SFE is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under Company No. RC LuxB 10,821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier Registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. StoneX Financial T. Limited, Co. Reg. No. 201,130,598 RSFP holds a capital market services license and is regulated by Monetary Authority, Singapore Massive for dealing in exchange-traded derivatives contracts, OTC derivatives contracts and spot foreign exchange contracts for the purposes of leveraged foreign exchange trading. StoneX Financial HK Limited C. No. BCQ 152-HK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. StoneX Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. StoneX Financial T. Limited acts as agent for SFL in Singapore with respect to its payment services business. Trading swaps and over-the-counter derivatives, exchange-traded derivatives and options and securities involve substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors. These materials represent the opinions and viewpoints of the author and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints and trading strategies employed by the FCM division of SFI or SXM. These materials represent the opinions and viewpoints of the author and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints and trading strategies employed by the FCM division of SFI or SXM. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any derivative or security. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation or needs and does not create a binding obligation on any of the StoneX Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. No part of this material may be copied, photocopied, or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of StoneX Group Inc. Copyright 2024 StoneX Group Inc. All rights reserved.